As you know, on a Thursday, ICEJ gives us an update on the situation in Israel. We've missed you, Vivian. It's been 2 weeks since we've last spoken to you. Maybe a bit longer, but it just feels like forever. It's fantastic to have you back in South Africa. Let's talk about the tour to Israel that you have been on for the last couple of weeks.
Hi, Brigitte. It's great to be back with you, of course. And yes, we've had a wonderful time in Israel. Took 36 people to the International Christian Embassy Feast of Tabernacles celebration, including our very the first visit of the former Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng and his beautiful wife Mapefo. And they just had such a blessed anointed time. So it was amazing to go up and to join about 70 nations after 2 years in absence, almost 3 years in absence. The last feast we attended was 2019 in person. So it was a great celebration all around.
It must have been really fantastic to have everybody get, well, not everybody, but thousands of people getting to the Western Wall. I actually saw, I think it was ICEJ that posted it on social media about the thousands of people at the Western Wall also paying tributes and just celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles during this time of the year.
Yes, it's a very busy time because it's one of the three biblical feasts that God asks his people to come up from the nations to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast. And so, of course, thousands and thousands of Jews are obedient to that, and they come from the nations. And so Jerusalem is abuzz with people. They have the high priestly blessings at the Western Wall, where there are literally hundreds of thousands of people that attend. And so it's a very vibrant time in the city. You kind of experience, and we experienced again, Jewish men and women, particularly the men and the children, dancing in the streets of Jerusalem, many of them singing out for Messiah to come. Really a significant time. And as you are there at this time, one really has a tangible sense of the sense that the Messiah is on his way. There's a sense that this Feast of Tabernacles is such a prophetic foreshadowing of the time when Messiah will actually rule from Jerusalem. So it is just an amazing time to be there from the nations, because this is the feast, of course, that the nations are invited to come and celebrate along with the Jewish people in Jerusalem at this time. So it was very, very wonderful, blessed time together, you know, at that time. The former Chief Justice.
Yes, go for it. That was going to be my question. I know that you just mentioned earlier on that former Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng and his wife were with ICEJ during the Feast of Tabernacles, that celebration. And he also received an award as well, the Nehemiah Award.
Yes, the ICEJ has quite a prestigious award that they give out annually at the Feast of Tabernacles to an individual that has really stood up for the nation of Israel, for the Jewish people, that has really made a stand, just like Nehemiah, you know, was a brave leader who made a stand for God at that time in defense of Jerusalem. And so the ICEJ decided to award that to former Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng. Due to the brave stand that he took in South Africa, you know, recently, especially when he was asked to apologize for comments that he made around supporting and praying for Jerusalem, for Israel. And he, of course, refused to apologize as they asked him to. And he's really a man of God, a man of great integrity. And it was a great blessing that we could travel with him and also take him up to Jerusalem to be presented with this prestigious award, which he, you know, graciously accepted. And just a blessing all around for ICEJ to also be able to give him that award.
Vivian, I know I interrupted you to go into this question. Is that what you wanted to add to it, or was that something else that you wanted to say about the former Chief Justice Mokgweng?
No, it was just really that he received that award, which was really wonderful. And of course, we, you know, recognize that God has really got a calling on this man's life. And it is just so exciting to see that somebody that might still be playing a role in the future in South Africa's government. We're not sure exactly. He's really praying about this at this stage, what that looks like, that it would be a man that would stand with Israel and really connect our nation to the nation of Israel. We also had a tree planting ceremony on our last day, arranged by the Jewish National Fund, where we planted some trees symbolically in Israel and really made almost a prayer altar in the forests outside Jerusalem, connecting our nation with Israel. So that was also very profound and special, really led by the former Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng. So that was wonderful as well. But yeah, I think the other news was really that it was also particularly tense while we were there. So while we were celebrating Jerusalem and even participated in the Jerusalem March with thousands and thousands of people from the nations, just blessing the people of Israel, which was an incredibly joyous and wonderful occasion. The Arab inhabitants of East Jerusalem and some of the other cities around Israel were really raising the antagonism against Israel, and they have what they call the Day of Rage. On the day that we have Jerusalem, celebration of Jerusalem's unification, they have a Day of Rage. And it was actually one of the most violent days in East Jerusalem in many, many years. And so while we were celebrating, this was going on, which was sad, and a number of police were injured and some were even killed at the time, Israeli policemen. But what I wanted to share maybe was we were up on the Temple Mount on one of the days, just walking around there. And as we came off the Temple Mount, I witnessed with my own eyes this misinformation that goes out from Israel. And this is the kind of thing that sweeps the Arabs up literally in Israel, and of course also spreads misinformation around to the nations. And as we came off the Temple Mount, I saw an Arab lady speaking to a whole lot of cell phone cameras that were filming her at the time, and she was speaking in Arabic, and also a big camera at the back filming her, a more professional camera. So I kind of innocently went up to the cameraman and I said, "What is she speaking about? Because I can't understand what she's saying." And he said, "No, she is saying to the cameras that the Jews are allowed to pray in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the Muslim mosque up on the Temple Mount, but that the Israelis are not allowing the Muslims to enter the mosque." And this is obviously a blatant lie. And I immediately said to him, "But this is not true. I've just come off the Temple Mount. This is not the case." He said, "No, it's true." And I couldn't argue with him. I had to obviously go on, and it wouldn't have helped. But this was literally firsthand misinformation that I witnessed with my own eyes going out, obviously across Israel and further afield. And this is what stirs up this hatred and this anti-Israel sentiment based on misinformation and lies. So it is good that we are aware of that and that we continue to advocate and speak the truth regarding Israel. Especially wonderful that we can go up, take significant people in our nation and just the general public up to witness with their own eyes what is really going on, to witness the coexistence between Jews and Arabs, to witness this kind of misinformation that is happening, so that they can advocate better for Israel.
Vivian, not everybody can get to Israel from a financial aspect, but they do side with Israel and support Israel. Where can they go to follow what is happening so they don't get misinformed and, like you say, swept up in the misinformation that is happening over there? Obviously, ideally, if you can go to Israel, but you don't live there, we only hear a little bit of a few stories. Where can one go to know the difference between what is truth and what is not truth? Do you have any platforms? I know ICEJ often send out newsletters with information that obviously is accurate because you do have a team that is based in Jerusalem.
Yes. So we have the website, the South African and the international website, which is icj.org.za for the South African one, or just icj.org for the international one. They can also email us, vivian@icj.org.za, and then they can prescribe to my newsletter where we give updated information. We also have a Facebook page, which is icj.sa. So there's various mechanisms that they can. And then, of course, we speak at churches and in small groups. So they're very welcome to invite us anytime to come and give a teaching about what is going on. And included in that is the media bias and some informations about that and the truth about what's really going on in Israel. So there's a number of mechanisms. I also have an Israel update group, which if they want to join, they're welcome to contact me for that. It's 083-306-0009, where I give daily information through about what's really going on in Israel and the Middle East. So there's a number of ways, and very with media today, international media, of course, anybody, if they do the research, can find the truth if they want to. So there's really no excuse.
Exactly. And also Behold Israel, Ami Safati also sends yes. daily updates, yes. what's happening with videos. You can see what's going on. So it is real where he is, where he's talking from, not always in Jerusalem, all over the world, but updates, like you say, on a daily basis. But just to wrap up today's discussion. I feel like the celebrations have definitely, like you said, made people feel the tangible aspects of their spirituality when it comes to waiting for the Messiah to return. And I'm sure there's this major, major anticipation. Vivian, you go there year in and year out when you are allowed to. Since 2019, you said, was the last time this year being back at in Israel. I'm sure every time you go back there, that anticipation just builds more and more and more. It's not on the same level. We can just feel the Messiah is coming. It's closer to him returning for his people.
Absolutely. And I mean, I well remember even a few years ago, Shlomo Riskin, the chief rabbi of Efrat, standing there and looking at the feast and saying the following words: as I see the nations that have come up to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, he said, I can hear the footsteps of our Messiah. And that was already a tangible sense of that, you know, a number of years ago. And as you correctly say, that just increases. I mean, there is such a sense of the world is getting ready, Jerusalem is getting ready, Israel is getting ready to receive their Messiah. And when you witness Jews on the streets singing Mashiach, 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 you know, you recognize that the words of Yeshua, which he spoke just before he left, are coming true, where he said, you will not see me again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, which means blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And until they invite him to come, he's not coming. And we literally sense and see that happening before our eyes when we are there. It's there's no other nation that you visit and thousands of people are dancing on the streets calling for Mashiach to come. It is literally happening in our day, in these days. Since the physical restoration of Israel has taken place, we see a spiritual restoration and an awakening and an anticipation, as you say, of them expecting their Messiah to come soon. So, yes, it is very much the case.
And also for us as believers in Christ to get our lives ready, we need to be already in that state, but also to just be have that expectancy and make sure that our lives are in line with God's word. So when the Messiah comes, we can celebrate that return of our Messiah as well. Vivian Myberg from ICEJ, thank you so much for the Israel update for this week. I'm looking forward to our next update, as I'm sure you are also just recovering from your time being overseas. I know when I say recovering, it doesn't mean that you got your feet up. You're also busy and working and getting things done also in the Stellenbosch office in South Africa. But thank you for your work and for this update. And we look forward to our next update with you.
Thank you.